What a difference praise makes. What a difference to become thankful and to praise God for every struggle we have. I don't succeed in being consistent with what I'm telling you now, but I tell you, whenever I do learn to praise for every struggle, there is a complete mood change in regard to that. There's less fear, there's no guilt, there's an assurance that God is with us and guiding us. And this is part of the story that I want to share with you now. Colin Cook and How It Happens, thank you very much for joining me today. I normally work through the book of Romans with you. I will be doing that in the near future. But right now, I'm on with my story. It's not a story about this is what I was and this is what I am now. It's rather a story about the constant intervention of the love and mercy and help of God. So I left the ministry. It was a staggering experience. 4 years of ministry in England and 3 years in New York City and all the study prior to that. So we're looking at 11 or so years. And I do believe that I was called to serve God in this way, and yet here it all came crashing down. I'm sure you've had experiences similar to it that leave you in total confusion, utterly bemused. What's going on? I thought this was God's call. I thought this was the direction I was supposed to go in. I'll tell you, though, that there was no inclination whatsoever to give up, to think it was all a delusion, to throw in the towel. I felt there was more to this. You remember that I had started, I think I told you a little earlier, that for my MA degree, I did a paper on the sovereignty of God and the free will of man. I knew I had to study this because I had left England because the ministry there, the church there, did not have enough funds to pay certain ministers, and I was one of them. That led me to this conviction that God is in control. As you might recall, I started with Psalm 76, not from the east comes lifting up, nor from the west, nor from the desert land. It is God who exercises judgment, putting down one and lifting up another. I concluded from many, many verses throughout Scripture that Satan could not lift a little finger against us without permission from God. I believed that in some strange way that I could not yet understand, God was guiding me, and God was working negative experiences as well as positive experiences in my life. And so this kept me going. And I look back on it now and say, yes, absolutely. I was on the right track when I knew that it was not my place to throw in the towel, to throw up my hands and say, what the heck? There was admission, a purpose in all this. I had friends who welcomed me into their home in New York City when I left the ministry for a while, and I had two opportunities then, after some weeks, to go to two different programs. I remember, first of all, calling Dr. Edwin Halston. No. I was calling I think he was the president of the American Psychiatric Association or American Psychology Association at the time. Can't remember his name now. But I said, I need help. And I need help from somebody who is a psychologist, but whose psychology is ruled by faith in Scripture and the Bible and Jesus Christ. I'd said that directly to him. He said, I understand what you mean. And he pointed me to Dr. Edwin Halston in St. Louis. Dr. Edwin Halston was a psychologist, but also a master of divinity. And so that gave me a lot of encouragement. But first of all, But first, I went to another program. I talked to him that I told Dr. Edwin Halston that I had heard about this program run by Teen Challenge, I think, in Ossining, New York. He had advised me not to go there because he felt that it would not be a program good for me, but I wanted to go, and I went. It wasn't all that helpful, except that they did insist that I learn certain scriptures, and Psalm 1 was one of them, learn that scripture by heart. They wanted me to live there for a year, but I couldn't face it. And I said I would be willing to live there for 3 months. But I was thrown out after 7 weeks. Well, I wasn't doing anything bad. I just couldn't eat the rest of the liver on the plate. I know that sounds very, very strange, but they had some rules by which everybody was obliged to eat all the food on the plate, and I can't stand liver, and I'd covered it with as much rice as I could find, but I ran out of rice. And that was it. It was a very strange and odd thing. But even in those ways, and there's a lot, lots more details about that story, but there's no time for it. Even in ways where we go to a certain place and it's a mistake, it's all in God's plan. I cannot tell you how many times I have quoted Psalm 1 to myself over the years, hundreds of times. And so I got something from that program. You get something from everything you try out. I went to Dr. Edwin Halston. He arranged for a family, for me to stay with a family for a month, I think it was, and I met with him every day. A very gracious and kind man. And he said something to me. He asked me a question. "Colin, have you ever thanked God for homosexuality?" I said that would be the last thing I would thank God for. He said, "Well, I'm going to ask you to try. I'm not saying it's an okay situation. I'm simply asking you to thank God for the situation." And then he handed me a little book, and I mentioned this earlier too, Power in Praise by Merlin Carruthers. Power in Praise by Merlin Carruthers. Well, I tell you, I devoured that book over a few days. I think it was only 90 or 120 pages. And I decided that I would praise God for what seemed to be the major stumbling block and struggle of my life. And it occurred to me as I began to praise, and by the way, the decision to praise was a very specific decision. It felt like I was turning a corner and moving in another direction. And also, as I decided to praise and give thanks, I began to realize that praise and thanks and gratitude were the natural response to the good news found in the book of Romans. The good news that Christ had become my righteousness, that he had given me access to the Father and taken God's wrath upon himself, that he had died for my sinful human nature, broken down human nature so that it is no longer reckoned as mine, that he was my resurrection so that all the struggles, the little struggles of death in every day, they were no longer forces of death but forces of life. And so I began to praise. I began to thank. I began to thank God for my new identity in Jesus Christ. I began to thank God for every temptation that came my way because this was an opportunity to train my faith. I began to thank God for every defeat, yes, every defeat, that there is no condemnation in it, that there is no power to send me under God's judgment, for judgment has taken place already. God took it upon himself in the person of his Son. I praised God when I felt depressed, that, "Father, you are here." I praised God when people started to spread rumors about me, tell lies about me, as well as tell the truths about me and just gossip when I heard about them. that, Father, these are opportunities for me to trust in you, that my identity and my reputation are in your hands, not theirs. Well, I can tell you that this was the beginning of a major shift in my faith life. The first one, of course, was the discovery of the message in the book of Romans itself, the message of God's grace to sinners, the message of God's mercy and loving kindness towards men who are broken down. All of us, of course, men and women everywhere are broken down, but sometimes it becomes very, very obvious to us in the moments of our deep struggles. But this was a change of course. Not only was the gospel a change of course, but praise was a change of course. I can't tell you how different that made things. My heart was less heavy. There was joy. I remember thinking, and I can remember exactly where I was at this moment. It was on 46th Street and in the New York Center, which was the evangelistic center where I had been working. I remember being there and visiting, just going back to say hello to people, to friends. And I felt a joy that I had not felt. Well, let me put it correctly. It wasn't that I hadn't felt the joy before. It is that I had felt it so consistently for 3 weeks. Because I had learned to praise. Now, I grant you, I have not had that experience of consistent joy throughout my life, but I certainly have known more of a lightness of spirit, more of an openness towards God, more of a readiness to know that He is my Savior and my friend because of praise and giving thanks. I have known that more than at any other time by the instrumentality of praise, of gratitude, of thanks to Him. I would thank Him that I had lost the ministry. I would thank Him that I was on the way to some other form of ministry. I had no doubt that He had called me in some way, that He had shown me so many things. I had to cling to Him. I couldn't let go. There was no one else. To whom, then, shall we go? There is no one else. And I thank God that He made Himself available. And while I'm at it, talking about thanks and praise and gratitude to God, I want to thank you and tell you how grateful I am to you, dear listener, in regard to your support of this program. We did get the radio rent in, praise God, $874 it was this month, and we got it in because of you. Thank you so very much. This program has been going now for 17 years as a result of your support. You like it, those of you who listen, obviously. You are blessed by it, and I hope more than that, you are trained in your faith by it. And as a result of that, you say, I'm going to support this broadcast. Thank you very, very much. And for those of you who are listening and who would like also to support the broadcast, either monthly or quarterly or annually, biannually maybe, or just occasionally, you can send your check to your donation check to FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. Or you can make your donation by PayPal at faithquestradio.com. Thank you again so much. I'll see you next time. Cheerio and God bless.